This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. All-party meeting called to discuss parliament resumption fails to force consensus. President Ramchandra Podal to call an all-party meeting at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls public bodies to be more responsible and accountable in implementing Right to Information Act. Bus crash in Pakistan, Punjab kills at least 20 people. And Spain wins Women's World Cup for the first time, beating England by 1-0. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal has summoned an all-party meeting at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel informed that President Podal called an all-party meeting at his office tomorrow. It is the first time President Podal called an all-party meeting after he held the post. The meeting is summoned in a bid to clear the parliamentary deadlock, so the political parties representing in the parliament were called for a joint meeting. The major opposition, CPNUML, has been obstructing parliament continuously with the demand of high-level probe committee on the gold smuggling scam. Earlier, President Podal had discussed with the top leaders of the major political parties calling at his residence. Meanwhile, the all-party meeting called by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday discussed several options for removing the deadlock in the parliament. However, the meeting has been postponed as the parties could not reach an agreement. The Prime Minister had convened the meeting to discuss various topics, including the removal of the parliamentary deadlock. In the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, the ruling side urged for creating an environment for discussion by immediately removing the obstruction in the parliament. The main opposition party, CPNUML, however, reiterated its call for forming a high-level investigation committee to probe the recent gold smuggling scam. Prime Minister Dahal on the occasion urged the opposition parties to have faith in the investigation being carried out by Nepal police, and it would not be in favour of the country and the people obstructing the parliament over the issue. On the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajistrestha also asked the parties to have confidence in the investigation being conducted by Nepal police. He claimed that the CIB would conclude the investigation. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamithan expressed the belief that consensus could be probably reached in Monday's meeting. Similarly, UML Parliamentary Party Chief V. Padam Giri said the parties was firm in their stance for forming a high-level committee to investigate the gold scam. He indicated that though the party was open to clear off the obstructions in the House, it was not likely to welcome House agenda to be presented by the government. The House of Representatives session scheduled for yesterday was postponed as the political parties failed to force a consensus towards that end. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the meeting of the House of Representatives has been postponed till Tuesday. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has asked the public bodies to be more responsible and accountable in implementing the Right to Information Act. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 17th National Information Day by the National Information Commission yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need for increasing the use of digital governance in public bodies. The Prime Minister also called for carrying out a campaign to control corruption by extending the right to information to the common people. He sought support and cooperation from all quarters for maintaining good governance by uprooting heinous crimes like corruption. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajistrestha has reiterated the government's commitment to controlling smuggling and illegal import of goods through the transits with neighbouring countries. In a meeting on the control of the smuggling of poultry and poultry products yesterday in the Ministry of Home Affairs, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said the government was making maximum efforts in stemming smuggling of goods through the transits. The Home Minister added that he had already directed the security agencies to commit to the control of the smuggling of the goods at the border. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has scheduled a hearing for proposed Chief Justice Bishwambar Prasad's Shrestha tomorrow. A meeting of the committee held yesterday decided to conduct a hearing for Shrestha's recommendation for the appointment on the post of Chief Justice. The committee on the 9th of August had short complaints, if any, against the proposed Chief Justice, and it has received 3 complaints. Today the committee will hear from the complaints before starting a hearing over the recommendation. You're listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 20 people were killed and 15 others were injured after a bus caught fire on Faisalabad motorway near the Pindi Patian area of Pakistan's Punjab early Sunday. Pakistan-based Jio News cited local police as saying the bus caught fire after it collided with a pickup van that was carrying diesel drums. It is reported that the bus carrying 35 to 40 passengers en route from Karachi to Islamabad. According to District Police Officer Dr. Fahad, the majority of the injured passengers are in critical condition. Drivers of both vehicles are said to have died. People who were nearby at the time of accident tried to pull the passengers out of the bus by breaking windows. Russia's unmanned Luna 25 spacecraft has crashed into the moon after spinning out of control. It was Russia's first moon mission in 47 years. According to the BBC, the craft was due to be the first ever land on the moon's south pole, but failed after encountering problems as it moved into its pre-landing orbit. It was set to explore a part of the moon which scientists think could hold frozen water and precious elements. Russia State Space Corporation said on Sunday morning that it had lost contact with the Luna 25 shortly after 11:57 GMT on Saturday. Spain won the Women's World Cup for the first time after beating England by 1-0 in the final on Sunday. According to the Reuters news agency, Captain Olga Carmona scored in the 29th minute, drilling in from the left of the area after England lost possession in the midfield, and Spain countered quickly to take advantage in the clash at the Stadium Australia. Spain were awarded a penalty shortly after the hour mark for a handball by midfielder Kira Walsh. However, goalkeeper Mary Earps saved Jennifer spot kick by diving to her left. England coach Serena Wigman made a number of changes, including bringing on forward Lauren James, but they could not find an equaliser. Spain clung on to win their first major title. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Kandaki province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi province, Bagmati province and Kandaki province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. All-party meeting called to discuss parliament resumption fails to force consensus. President Ramchandra Poddar to call an all-party meeting at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls public bodies to be more responsible and accountable in implementing Right Information Act. Bus crash in Pakistan Punjab kills at least 20 people. And Spain wins Women's World Cup for the first time, beating England by 1-0. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.